Art and the choir. Let all creation sing his praises. Feel free to join in if you know this song. How magnificent is his name. He covered the heavens with his majesty.
Majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory. Thank you.
you read with me now? Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the splendor and the majesty. For everything in the heavens and on earth belongs to you. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom, and you are exalted as head over all.
Riches and honor come from you, and you are ruler of everything.
Power and might are in your hand, and it is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all.
Now therefore, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name.
There's no God like our God. He is sovereign and he is holy. Crown him now with our praise. David prayed this prayer to the Lord. Would you read it with me? Lord, there is no one like you among the gods. and there are no works like yours.
All the nations you have made will come and bow down before you, Lord, and will honor your name, for you are great and perform wonders. You alone are God.
The choir is going to sing one of the most beloved hymns of all time. Feel free to join in if you know the words. Our God. We've come to this place on this day to worship Him. And yet at the same time, we also remember the day that He gave Himself as a sacrifice. Listen as the choir reads from John's Gospel.
Pilate took Jesus and had Him flogged. His soldiers also twisted together a crown of thorns,
put it on his head, and threw a purple robe around him. And they repeatedly came up to him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and were slapping his face.
Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." When the chief priests and the temple police saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!"
The only crown that Jesus wore on that day was one made of thorns. Would you read along with us? They took Jesus away, carrying his own cross. He went out to a place called Golgotha. There they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side, with Jesus in the middle. Pilate also had a signed letter and put on the cross. The inscription was, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." As the choir sings, remember that the King of Kings became the sacrificial lamb.
The city was Jerusalem. The time was long ago. The people called him Jesus.
Himself, the day he wore my crown.
He wore my crown of thorns. He took my place. He paid for my sins. But the full plan had not yet been revealed. Let's read again from Matthew 28.
And after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to view the tomb.
Suddenly there was a violent earthquake, because an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and approached the tomb. He rolled back the stone and was sitting on it.
His appearance was like lightning, and his robe was as white as snow.
The guards were so shaken from fear of him that they became like dead men. But the angel told the women, "Don't be afraid, because I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. He is risen indeed. The blood of the Messiah and his resurrection on the third day completed the promise of God, giving us full access into the throne room of heaven. For Jesus, by his death and resurrection, became our high priest." Read with me from Hebrews.
Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us at the proper time.
Listen carefully now to the words as the choir sings "Before the Throne of God Above."
To look on him and more.
behold the risen Lamb. We serve a Savior who suffered greatly, but whose tomb is now empty. Praise God, He is our eternal risen King. And in your lifetime, you may never ever meet a king or queen or royalty. You may never even meet a president or a prime minister. But imagine this. You can meet the King of all creation. And not to shake His hand or to take a picture with Him, but to become His child. A full-fledged member of His household with rights and privileges that only a son or daughter can claim. This beautiful song is a testimony sung by some of God's precious children.
Amazing.
Would you pray with me? Jesus, we do honor you. We do give you all of our praise, not just because of the things you've done for us, but because of who you are. You're the glorious, risen King. Jesus, we look excitedly for your return, when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. You are Lord of all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Lift up your hearts and your voices with us now as we give all praise to the risen King.